make a difference.
BBC Radio Surrey.
Lara McNamise was passionate about her fundraising for the Sunnybank Trust in Epsom. And really sadly, Lara died from COVID complications last December. Her partner, though, John Andrews, has since set up a Just Giving page in her honour. John joins us now. John, morning to you. Hi.
Good morning, James.
John, you've got to tell me about Lara.
Yeah, well, we met in 2014 in Epsom when she switched on the Christmas lights, actually. She just randomly sent a tweet. She knew the lights were going to be in, switched on. She didn't know who was going to do it. So she said on Twitter, who's going to be switching the lights on? And they said, oh, you may as well do it. So that's our first face-to-face meeting. We were talking online and stuff before that. And, you know, we kind of hit it off immediately and we shared an interest. We both loved local community radio. We're both involved with Radio Woking and hospital radio and projects like that. And we moved in together in Woking and we had a cat together, our house together. And, you know, everything was just perfect, just the way I kind of thought my life should be going. And then 2020 December, Lara lost her life to COVID. She was just feeling a bit unwell, and then we got some medical advice. It turned to be COVID. She got COVID pneumonia, and yeah, she didn't make it, unfortunately. So that was earth-shattering for me.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I remember reading the tributes in the local papers, and it was just absolutely shocking and tragic. But you've got to tell me, she was really involved in the Sunnybank Trust. Why did that mean so much to her?
Well, I work for the Sunnybank Trust. I produce a couple of radio shows to go out on Surrey Hills Radio called the Sunny Sessions, and that's for the learning disability community. And that's kind of my background, really, working with people with learning disabilities and also being involved in radio. So my job at Sunnybank Trust brings all the stuff together in my life, and the Sunnybank Trust is just the most amazing place. It provides companionship, friendship and support for people locally around the Epsom area and also further afield as well for, you know, people with learning disabilities. And it's just the most amazing place to work for, and they've been a great support to me. But Lara, she saw the job. She showed me the social media post from the Sunnybank Trust last year. So they're looking for someone to coordinate the radio show that they started in lockdown, and helped me and supported me to apply for it and encouraged me, and I got the job. So the fact where I am now, I owe so much of that to Lara. Epsom was Lara's hometown. That was the community that she was passionate about. So it just feels so right that the fundraiser is helping people in the area which she cared so deeply about. I mean, Woking and Epsom. She lived in both those areas, but Epsom's where her heart is.
Right, and how's the money actually going to be spent then?
So the money, we raised about £7,000 with gift aid for the Just Giving page over the last few months, which is absolutely amazing. And thank you to everyone who's donated. There's a link on our social media to search for the Sunnybank Trust. You can see the link to donate. But we spend the money on the allotment because people back in December were sort of saying, you know, anything I can do. And I thought, yeah, there must be something that we can do and live Lara's legacy. So I like the idea of the allotment, which we were setting up at the time. I like the idea of the money being spent to provide facilities and for the allotment and to help people in Lara's community. So we bought a shelter for the allotment, among other things, but the shelter's kind of in Lara's memory. That was unveiled at our opening of the allotment in Epsom a couple of weeks ago. And, we had Chris Grayne in there putting a tree in and things like that. And remembering not only Lara, but everyone else that's been associated with Sunnybank Trust that we've lost during the pandemic. And I was able to put a plaque in on her birthday as well, just to remember Lara, which was pretty special.
I would imagine it's been a really tough time for you personally.
It has, but I think it's also been a time that I've seen the best of humanity because, you know, people I haven't spoken to in a while have come out of the woodwork and supported me. And just the other day, I was feeling a bit down. So I went on Nextdoor. There's like a community site, Nextdoor. I went on there and I was really honest about how I was feeling. And literally, I've been inundated with messages and people just saying, you know, do you want to meet up for coffee? Do you want to talk? So the community is there for me and I feel that love and support. And also, everyone at Sunnybank Trust has just been absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, I absolutely love working there and they just supported me through it, and it's been the worst time of my life, but also there's been some glimmers of hope as well, I think.
Good talking to you, mate. Well, look, good luck with that, and if people want to actually chip in, how can they find out more?
So if you want to find out more about the Funny Bank Trust and the work that we do, we're starting up some face-to-face stuff now, but a lot of it's still on Zoom. So funnybanktrust.org. The radio shows I put together on Surrey Hills Radio, Monday and Thursdays at 11 o'clock, that's called the Sunny Sessions. And as I said, if you go onto the Sunny Bank Trust social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, just search for the Sunny Bank Trust. We put the link up there for the Just Giving page, so you can go and support that and read the comments people put in.
John, nice hearing from you. Making a difference there. Unbelievable. It's